Good morning. We're going to talk to a couple of people. An interesting twist on something I used to do, which was a little bit more serious, and that was rally and autocross. I'm talking to a couple of folks who are involved in what they call the rally club, spelt with an E, and gimmick rallies. So I'm going to turn this over to the experts who know all about that. One of them happens to be Teresa Stefanisco and Adam Riggs. I want to welcome both of you this morning. And Teresa, I'm going to start with you since both of you have the expert designation of Rally Master. When we're talking about gimmick rallies, what are we talking about?
You're talking about a game in your car, on the streets. It's a combination of a logic puzzle and scavenger hunt.
Okay, so what are we looking at? I noticed that April Fools...
Uh-huh.
Gimmick rally, South Park characters. What are we looking at here?
Well, the kids are cutting school.
Okay.
And they're going to be out playing tricks. And when you see a sign of each of the children, they are going to do something to signs. And they may take letters away. They may add letters. They may split words apart. And based on what they have done to the signs, it will then make the route instructions that we give you valid or invalidate them. And you have to figure out what's going on. And anytime you figure out correctly what has happened to the signs, you're going to find a course marker, which will give you points and then get you back onto the route. And basically, whoever gets to the pizza place with the most points gets the pins.
Okay, Adam, I'm going to bring you in on this. Let's talk a little bit about what the inspiration. Obviously, the traditional rally in the rally sense was what you were given a course. You were expected to make the course. You were expected to hit your checkpoints on time. How does this compare to a regular rally?
Well,
aside from the fact that the rally master is trying to trick you,
that's the central difference. Car rallies used to be more of a racing event. And gimmick rallies are more of a puzzle event. We give you instructions that are basically a logic puzzle, and you drive through the route, and the streets become sort of the game board of the puzzle. You're not going for time, so a gimmick rally is not a race. In fact, if you're racing, you'll probably score very low because you're going to miss signs and miss details in the rules. So we tend to creep along at probably an average of 15 miles an hour or so, looking for signs that we've posted on telephone poles and checking street signs and things like that in order to untangle the directions and find what is the correct path to follow.
Okay, when you're laying out, is there ever a problem where people will maybe inadvertently or maybe on purpose go ahead and take down one of the signs you've posted for clues, or is that one of those problem areas?
It is a problem area because a lot of people who don't know what we're doing, they see these signs up on poles and they'll take them down. And nice about technology now is the rally master has a cell phone. And if a rallyist gets lost, they can call the rally master, go, okay, I'm lost. I think I missed something. And the rally master can talk them through. And if we discover there's a sign down, the rally master always carries extras and we go racing out and put the course marker back up. We've had it happen a couple of times. Sunnyvale tends to just by nature, the course markers fall off because of the poles are concrete.
Okay.
It is something that we try to watch, though. We try to always make sure we're posting the signs in accordance with local regulations. And often people come out and ask us what we're doing because we're putting up these signs that are sort of random letter and number combinations that make no sense unless you have the rules for the rally. And we always tell them, oh, we're doing a scavenger hunt type event, and we'll come back around tomorrow and remove the sign so we're not littering or anything.
Okay. What are we talking about when we talk about clues? Give me an idea, both of you, in terms of what is it that I'm looking for, and how do you put this all together in terms of, obviously, with a rally, you're given a map. How does it work with this kind of a situation?
Well, we do things like in December, the Harry Potter movie had just came out, so we did a rally based on Harry Potter called Voldemort and the Return of the Dark Mark. And how that even came to be is we were driving around, we found a street called Privet Drive or Privet Court. Well, major part of Harry Potter. We also started finding streets called Lupin, Myrtle. And what we had people do is they needed to search Privet for Harry. And we defined search as turn on. So they were coming up the street, they found the Privet Court, and they turned in and they found a course marker. If they wouldn't have done that, they didn't get the points. But for turning in there, they got 10 points.
Okay. Now, when you talk about course markers, obviously, in a regular rally, you're looking at times, you're looking at checkpoints. How do you determine someone has successfully picked up, do they have to pick up a course marker and bring it in as they hit the checkpoints? How does that all that work?
They don't actually physically collect the course markers. We post them usually on telephone and light poles, about 15 feet up. And it's just a sign with a letter and number combination, and each car is carrying a score sheet. So what they do is they record that combination on the score sheet, and that's how we verify and tabulate the points.
Okay, I was curious on how that does. Now, in terms of the gimmick rally, how do people get more information if it sounds like something they would like to do? Where can they go to get more information about it?
Our website. It's www.therallyclub.com. Rally spelled R-A-L-L-Y-E .org. And we've got links on there under resources. We have a sample rally that they can print at home, use the paper and pen and draw on the map and go through it. It even has all the answers on it, so they can see how well they did. It's also got flyers for all of our upcoming rallies, including in July we're having one based on the Amazing Race. And there's actually about 5 rally masters working together to write that one. And we're going to have the detours. We're going to have roadblocks. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay. So is this something that you would recommend as a family event?
I think it's very much an all-ages event. We get all sorts of people coming out for this and having fun. We've got some very young kids running it. I'm always surprised at the diversity. But they get into it, too. And so it's a great family event. I don't know if Teresa mentioned, we do it the first Saturday of every month is our club schedule. And every month we try to get a couple new people involved, and we try to make sure all the rallies have gimmicks at different skill levels. So it's not just really hard gimmicks. There's also some easier things in there. So first-timers running it will have a chance to pick up some points and get a good score as well.
When it comes to, obviously, families, and you're looking at people of all ages, some interesting characters, aside from yourselves, of course, who are also partake of the gimmick rallies that you can think of?
Well, I was going to say, as far as the families, I run with my 3-year-old son. He's in the back seat, and now that he's learning his letters, he's helping us with the course markers. He'll see the course markers. Oh! It's like, okay. So, interesting people. We do have one team, and this is kind of all skill sets even. The wife is blind, and she has a Braille reader that she reads, and she tells her husband where to go. He's in charge of double-checking all the signs, obviously, but she does the navigating, and she's good.
Yeah, she goes through all the rules, and on each rally she gets an electronic copy, and she practically memorizes the rules for the rally. And keeps logs as they're going. It's amazing.
She's.
They're a great team. They're one of our high scoring teams.
Really?
Too.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are a master expert, and they're one of our good teams. Let's see here. We've actually got some people who have been doing this for 20, 30 years, who prefer to run by themselves. I don't know how they do it.
It's a lot to keep track of when you're the only person in the car because you've got to watch all the signs. You got to remember all the special rules and gimmicks. And write down where you're going, what you're doing, in case you need to back up and retrace your path.
I
get the sense from both of you that if you're putting together a rally, both of you like the idea of trying to go out there and see how much they can put over on us.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's what it is. It's that mental challenge between the person writing the rally and the people running the rally. You've got to put lots of gimmicks in there, but you got to make them fair.
Okay, so for more information in terms of either getting involved in the rally, the April 1st rally, and becoming what? Members of your club and achieving, what's it take to achieve master expert?
We've got 6 levels that people compete at. There's first timer, obviously you can only compete there once. After first timer, you move to beginner. And once you've won about four rallies or so, we move you up to senior. Senior then novice?
No, novice.
Novice then senior.
Senior.
And then expert, and then master expert. And really, once you start winning a lot of events, once you are consistently scoring in the upper level of the of that category, we'll tell you, okay, it's time to move up.
Okay. And you don't have to come out every month. So that'll affect how quickly it advances, how many rallies you choose to run, how much you have experience with logic puzzles and word problems. But it's nice to separate out into different ranks, because then we can award prizes to the best first-timer, the best novice, and so forth. And it makes the judging a lot fairer and gives more people a chance to be recognized.
And it looks and it sounds like it would be just kind of a great idea to get the whole family out and, and get involved.
It's a fun thing to do on a Saturday. It's not too expensive. It's far more engaging, I think, than going to a movie or something like that. You're talking, you're working through problems, exercising the brain, and you're driving around.
Yeah.
Okay, so where can people go? Let's give that website.
The website has the flyers, and on there, in our calendar, there's a flyer for the South Park Rally. It has my email address. It has my telephone number on it, so people can give me a call, email me. There's also a list of our board of directors. We're not just a club by California standards. We're corporations. We have the insurance, liability insurance, all of that. We have a board meeting the third Wednesday of every month, and they can get information if they want to come to the board meeting. There are loads of fun.
it's therallyclub.org, is that
yes.
What?
Yes, www.therallyclub.org, and rally has an E on the end there.
Very good.
And we always start our rallies at Larry's Auto Works in Mountain View, and first-timer can just come on out, show up, register there, you get the rules, and we always run a little orientation for both first-timers and novices. So there's no advance. You don't have to do anything in advance. You can just come on out that evening.
Okay, and the time that they need to be out there, they're going to show up?
We open up at 5 o'clock, and you can start receiving your instructions at 5. 6 o'clock is when the rally school is. 7 o'clock is when the start closes. And people can make the finish leaving at 7 o'clock. The people who generally do the registration of contestants usually are running the rally. They leave there at 7. And they get to the pizza parlor. You have to be to the pizza parlor by 10.
Have your score sheet turned in by 10.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Teresa Stefanisco, Adam Riggs, therallyclub.org. Thank you very much.
Pleasure to be here.
And let's see what's growing in your garden next. We're going to talk to the CEO of OSH, the oldest organization helping orchards and gardens in the South Bay. Rob Lynch talks to us about gardening and our South Bay schools when South Bay Sunday continues.